Rising production costs affect both consumers and farmers. Hello, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox. You know, while the U.S. markets are currently posting higher commodity prices across the board, increasing production costs could have serious negative effects on farmers and ranchers' bottom line. American Farm Bureau's Michael Pettengill reports.
Farm production costs are expected to continue rising in the near future. American Farm Bureau economist Matt Erickson says higher production costs could ultimately mean less revenues for American farmers and ranchers' bottom line.
Well, right now, we're definitely seeing encouraging times for the U.S. farm economy. We're seeing higher commodity prices across the board, but higher energy prices are definitely impacting profit margins. We have to remember that farming is a very capital-intensive occupation, and high input costs affect the bottom line even during the good times.
For farmers and ranchers, high commodity prices are easily negated by rising production costs.
From 2010 to 2011, it's forecasted that we're going to see higher production costs all across the board. For corn, 18%, soybeans, 13%, wheat, 18%, rice, 15%, and cotton, 9%. So the moral of the story here is that high commodity prices that we're seeing right now do not mean farmers pocket that entire price, because farming is such a capital-intensive occupation.
Erickson says American consumers can expect to feel the effects of rising energy costs not only at the gas pump, but also at the grocery store as well.
In terms of food prices, we really need to look at the farm share of the food dollar. The farm share of the food dollar is the share received by farmers from the sales of raw food commodities. 16 cents goes back to the farmer. 84 cents goes to the marketing share. The marketing share consists of transportation. You get that product from the farm to the grocery store. It also includes manufacturing, processing. And so it's very highly sensitive to energy prices. We're feeling the burden with filling our gas tank up with $4 a gallon gasoline, but it also affects you at the grocery store as well because it's very highly sensitive to energy costs from farm to fork.
Michael Pettengill, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.